This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Page one of our countdown review for the week. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the members of my DJV team to discuss the items that are in the top 10 as far as stories are concerned, from the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, and also the people on the list. And I, every week, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here with me. We'll bring Kara Schilling in as well as we can. The essence of the meat and potatoes behind these stories, what we've talked about, what others have talked about from our research, things that seem to be top of mind. I don't think there's any heavy lifting this week. The two items at the top have to do with the coronavirus and the presidential race, the results of Super Tuesday, and reviewing things that have been said on both sides. Victoria's on one side of the street politically, Jennifer's on the other side, but we are, excuse me, in my opinion, my humble opinion, having been a radio host for well over 50 years and doing talk radio since 1974, in the era when it was a different, there was a different realm. Back in the 70s, we were required to present equal, if we would say something on the air, interviewed someone who had one point of view, we were required by the federal government to put somebody else on or to have a discussion of the issue from another point of view, so that both sides would be presented. That's been ingrained. Well, it is gone, but it's not gone here. That's been always how I've presented things. Maybe it's because I'm a relic from that era, and most of the other people on the air today are not from that era. So, I don't know, whatever it is, and the important thing is that there are two sides to every coin, to every story, to every issue. And so, some of these things, the matter-of-fact stuff like the tornadoes in Tennessee, number 10 this week, there isn't much, there's not an A side or a B side to that. Number of people who were killed, the harshness of the attack, you can almost personalize it. You know, when you look at some of the stories that come out of situations like this,
it seemed to take a lot of people off guard, and I think it happened quickly, and even though there were weather warnings and sirens because it happened so late at night.
Number nine this week is a focus on cannabis and the way the federal government here and what's going on in Canada have been affected by or are affected by the black market. I mean, that's the story behind the story here. The black market in states like California is so powerful that it's getting in the way of people who want to do this the right way.
And there are a lot of people. Illegal weed is totally failing in California. It's not working.
No.
And that's because everybody before, the law enforcement didn't really pay much attention to it.
No.
And it was already legal for medical purposes, so people who were using marijuana, a new law is not going to make someone like me who doesn't use marijuana go out and use marijuana. It's just not. I think maybe there's a small percentage of the population that feels like a new law is going to make them do that. But the people who were using either have a dealer, were growing it themselves, or already had a medical card, and that hasn't changed. They haven't changed their habits.
How much, Jennifer's in California, Victoria's in New Jersey, how much more usage do you feel? I mean, I guess, is New Jersey having both recreational and medical, or is it just medical? I've forgotten where New Jersey is.
Medical. You know what? Medical, it's not recreational yet, for sure. Medical it is, but it took a long time to even get to the medical point, and New York has been the same way, and it's weird because they're considered to be two progressive states, and they've been really dragging their feet on moving forward with this, so I'm not really sure if, and Governor Murphy he's a Democrat, but he's not super, super left. And I think that maybe he is the stumbling block behind, not making it recreational, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's very hard.
It has not come out in big favor of it. Medical, yes, but not, you know, recreational.
Well, the thing that is clouding this, if you'll pardon my pun, because I'm pretty knowledgeable now. I have not been because I've never used this stuff, never would because I can't stand the smell of it, but I am going to grow it on my farm. And so that's allowed me or encouraged me or enabled me to look at this stuff much more carefully than has been the case before. I'm for people doing what they want to do as long as they don't hurt somebody else. And that's kind of the place where cannabis falls for me. Now, you want to do it, don't do it around me. But if you want to do it, it's not my business, in essence. And I think the difference here and why, other than in states like California where it's out of control, the black market's been out of control, what we're not seeing here, at least on the surface, is how much Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, and pretty much every big drug company in the country want to be in and control this market. So behind the scenes, what they're doing is they're diddling with the politicians who will make the ultimate decision as to when it's federalized or legalized across the country, and they don't want it to become legalized until they can position themselves in a way so that they can control it. And that's kind of really what's going on here. Whether you see it or understand it that way, that's what's going on. Even in hemp, where the public is saying, demanding, screaming, in fact, for things like CBD oil to become stuff they can purchase everywhere without guilt or worry. In Massachusetts, the whole law was changed a year or so ago, so you can't get it from a local source, but you can get it online. And that's the crazy part of this. And it was obvious who was controlling that vote, the drug companies. So anyway, that's number 9 this week. You know, we didn't talk about this on the DJV show. I meant to ask you both about Jeff Sessions and how he did on the primary day. He didn't do as well as, I guess, some people. Isn't there tight race?
Well, he has to go to a runoff. I guess the way it works there is the two Republican candidates, you have to get a certain amount of the vote. And yeah, if you do, then you move just directly into the general election against the guy who's actually in his old seat, which is Doug Jones. He's a Democrat from the state. And so from what I could understand, there were a lot of Republicans in the race looking to be that Republican candidate. And so yeah, I think they did a lot of vote splitting. So Jeff Sessions was not able to get the full majority. He did come out in first place, though. He just has to go through a runoff, I think, before they get to the general.
So there's not much.
Was Trump's comment? Trump made a comment about his performance in that. Was he just mocking him?
Yeah, he doesn't like him.
I didn't hear.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I didn't hear Trump say anything about Jeff Sessions this time in regards to his race. It's possible that it's been a busy few days. I was hearing Trump, though, most often talking about his the top contenders for the Democratic primary, right. That's what I've heard a lot of. But
and he's got something to worry about now. We get to that when we get to the presidential race. Number 7, immigration reform. And also, it's sort of the same. It's sort of split with gun control. I think the gun control thing, more a focus on what happened at that Molson Brewery in Milwaukee. And once again, you know, who got the gun? How'd they get the gun? Why'd he shoot everything up? Was it racist? Was it, you know, pick your issue with gun control. But why do we even bother talking about it anymore? Nothing gets done. It's just, nothing. Zero gets done. So is it a waste of time to talk about it? Other than in a way to inform people, okay, this is what happened there. But what changes? What's different?
I never think that it's gun control that needs to be changed. I think it's people looking out in the workplace. I think it's people taking threats seriously, not being afraid to go, wait a second, this person's acting a little strange. Wait a second. And saying something. I think there's but this big fear of people to just tunnel vision their way through their lives and not look next door and around the cubicle to see if there's a threat to themselves. And I think it's the change in the way we think, because I believe it's mental illness that causes all these deaths, not the guns themselves. Guns don't go off randomly.
But
you need someone to pull a trigger. You know, guns around killing people.
The easy access to guns for people who should have no business having a gun is part of the issue. Victoria, what do you think?
Well, I agree with everything you're saying, Doug. I mean, I'm not a gun owner, never will be, but you know, I believe people have a right to own a firearm.
Yeah,
I mean,
certainly
they do.
Think it
needs to be responsible, and I believe you know we need more background checks and a waiting period. And I think all of those things statistically, you know, work. And so the laws on the books, I agree with Jen. I don't know that there really is anything more that we should put on the books or that needs to be, but I think that the process of eliminating guns in the hands of people who have mental illness. I think it's great that a lot of states are doing red flag laws because that could have, you know, that all started when we were talking about Florida and the Parkland shooting. And if the red flag law had been in place then, that kid would not have had a gun to shoot those kids at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. So
I guess the question is, what is mentally ill? And that's what we need to... I would rather trust someone going, wow, that person doesn't look great, than to say broadly anybody who's on Lexapro shouldn't be allowed to have a gun. Because those people are considered mentally ill. Everybody who's on an antidepressant, me included, would probably be considered mentally ill.
I knew there was something about you.
But does that mean I'm not a responsible gun owner? No, I think I really am, and I trust my judgment with how I would use my firearm.
You carry your gun around in your pocketbook, right? Or you have the glove?
No, well, you can't in L.A. I actually follow the laws. I think concealed carry would be appropriate in L.A. County, but imagine that. I actually follow the laws like most gun owners. Mm. And there's no broad description of mental illness. That's why it relies on us, on our personal responsibility to say, wait a second, this does not seem right, and we need to do something.
Should a psych evaluation then be part of applying for a permit?
Yes.
No. Why not?
Yeah. Why have a psych evaluation? Why not deal
with... Well, if we're talking about mental illness, then easily a psych evaluation, someone would look at you and talk to you and know, you're a completely functioning adult. Any of those shooter kids that we've talked about, none of them would pass a psych evaluation. None of them would.
Well, some of them would, actually, I think. It depends. I just don't want government being big brother, but I just come from California where we have, the strictest gun laws in the country. Hmm. We have the strictest gun laws in the country, and we still have mass shootings here just like everybody else. It is about who is pulling the trigger that we need to really think about and figure out how we address that in the best way possible. Do I think it's going to be broadly psych evaluations? No, but I think there's more that we can do.
All right,
well,
coming up next.
What else
should
we do then?
we're done, boys and girls. Girls. The next item of interest when we are next in your ear will be an understanding, a discussion number 6 this week is that Supreme Court abortion case, which I must attest I don't understand what is really going on here. So we'll get to the bottom of that as we continue on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Here's something for you to review right now in your head. How you doing when it comes to the Battle of the Bulge? Got that extra weight? Still want to shake it? Calitrin, available now. Calitrin.com. Make sure you use the discount code DJV. We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys! guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our Talk Radio review from this past week, we have the charts that are declared by the management, the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can also go to talkers.com, find this list every week, along with other things of note. You're a big fan of this format. I'm guessing that you're listening to this program because you know, like to know what's going on in the world of talk radio. So we do this every week to put sort of things in perspective from different points of view. So the Supreme Court, number six this week as we work toward number one, the abortion case that's there, the legal implications of it. I must say, as someone who usually shuns a discussion of Roe v. Wade or abortion because I find it, I can't. Kind of find it annoying, distasteful. I don't find most of the, on either side, most of the arguments to change anybody's, or my position, or, you know, I just don't find it very educational. But what is,
actually, the story that came from this is not really about the abortion
okay,
argument.
Okay, so explain, please.
So the Supreme Court has this abortion decision in front of them that they're reviewing, and there was an abortion rally in front of the Capitol earlier in the week. Yeah. And at that rally, Chuck Schumer, the minority leader in the Senate, went to the podium and was all fired up, as many of the people who were out there speaking were pretty angry and yelling and doing all this. And he said, quote, "I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions." And he turned to look at the Supreme Court building. He went on to say, "The bottom line is very simple. We will stand with the American people. We will stand with the American women. We will tell President Trump and Senate Republicans who stack the court that you're going to be gone in November. You'll never be able to do what you're trying to do now ever again. You hear that? You're gone in November." And so
the whirlwind that he wanted to release on Gorsuch and Kavanaugh was, a lot of people took issue with it on both sides of the aisle, because he particularly named two people and promised retribution, whether that was to incite violence against these two or whether or not that was to threaten impeachment or whatever it might be. The threats were not taken kindly, and there were critics of Chuck Schumer on both sides of the aisle. Even people in his own party are saying that he needs to either apologize or step down.
Yeah, he did. He backed down. He apologized.
But he has not apologized, actually. He backed down and said, oh, he's just talking about Senate Republicans. Well, no, hard to understand that one, because you mentioned Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. That's not the Senate Republicans. Those are Supreme Court justices. And he received he was rebuked by Chief Justice John Roberts, who said, you cannot, in your position, your high position, threaten the judiciary in this country. It's not appropriate. And I would say, for people who are, you know, are not necessarily upset by what he did, if you insert Trump's name and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I think all hell would have broken loose about that threat being made from the president against RBG. And so this is not something to be taken lightly. Mitch McConnell kind of let him have it on the Senate floor. He came to the microphone and said, he tried to backtrack, but he still has yet to apologize. And so now there's been a call.
I saw a quote where he said he shouldn't have used those words, and he shouldn't.
He said he was talking about Senate Republicans, and so it was never an explicit apology. And so now there are members of the Senate. Josh Hawley is leading an effort to censure Chuck Schumer to see if they can go on the record to talk.
Schumer is a ham and egger. He's never seen a microphone or a television camera that he didn't want to make love to. He's a big BSer. His inappropriate remarks go back pretty much to the beginning of his career as a senator. I'm thinking he's up for re-election next year, is he? Maybe that's part of what he's doing. He's a grandstander. He's a big phony. He's full of it. Okay, next. Speaking of being full of it, I don't know that we have time to talk about this and put it in its proper perspective, but the fact that Chris Matthews was booted out of MSNBC, he told people he was resigning, but you can be absolutely sure that the bosses at NBC said, get lost. And we'll talk about that and how it plays into the Me Too movement as the number five issue. We're moving into we'll spend time, a little bit of time, on the financial markets and how interest rates are cut as a result of the coronavirus, which is big this week, and the presidential race yet to come in the next half hour of our weekly talk radio review.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two people infected with the coronavirus have died in Florida. The state's health department says the victims were in their 70s and had traveled overseas. One was a man who lived in the Florida Panhandle and had underlying health issues. The other was an elderly person from the Fort Myers area. Aboard the cruise ship that was forced to anchor off the coast of San Francisco, tests have come back positive for 21 of the passengers and crew members. The ship will finally be allowed to dock. Vice President Mike Pence heads the Federal Coronavirus Task Force.
We have developed a plan which will be implemented this weekend to bring the ship into a non-commercial port. All passengers and crew will be tested for the coronavirus. Those that need to be quarantined will be quarantined. Those that require additional medical attention will receive it.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Focused on the world of News Talk Radio, this is a Talk Radio review with the stars of the DJV program. It's heard Monday through Friday around the country on about 400 radio stations here and there. D for Doug, that's me, Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keevan. And we're going through the charts for the week of March the 2nd to the 6th, first full week of March 2020. Stories, some of them pretty obvious. Let's go through the people list just to anecdotally kind of understand how the two play off of one another. That is the people list and the story list. At number 10 on the people list is Jeff Sessions. Chuck Schumer is number 9. Chris Matthews, number 8. Jerome Powell, number 7. Mike Pence is 6. AOC, number 5. Mike Bloomberg, number 4. Bernie Sanders, number 3, Joe Biden, number 2, and Donald Trump, number 1. Pretty obvious as to what that's all about. Now, back to, because Chris Matthews, number 8 on the people list, but the story of him leaving MSNBC, number 5 on the countdown. He's always been a sort of lightning rod for people on the right who didn't like his style at MSNBC. I can tell you, having been on a panel with him once a number of years ago, he was really an egotistical maniac and thought that,
I don't know too many people on the left who liked him either.
I don't.
I don't think this is a
so how did he keep a, how did guys like that?
This is a bipartisan effort that no one is going to miss.
Job.
Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews united the country. Actually,
right.
Yeah. No one's going to miss him.
No, but so how do guys like that get jobs like that?
Yeah. True confession is. I will miss him a little in only one respect. He was so out there, and his delivery style was so strange. that
slash annoying,
of all,
yeah.
Of all the MSNBC hosts, he's the one that I probably enjoyed watching most just because he was.
Let's play hardball.
I don't know. To me, I find listening to Chris Matthews is like listening to Richard Madden on, you know, doing football commentary. It's the same, like, grovelly yelling, you know? It's just the same
noise.
I know.
It's noise.
I liked nothing that he said, but it was just his delivery where you'd watch it, and only for, like, a short amount of time, like maybe 3 minutes, but it would make me smile, and then I'd flip the channel.
Noise. A lot of noise. All right.
Let's play hardball, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. I meant John Madden, right? I meant John.
John.
Yeah. Yeah, I was sitting here trying to figure out. I was like, is Richard Madden named after him? Like,
Richard
with the
Marsden,
Scottish accent.
The actor. Yeah, I missed him. John Madden, right. Yeah.
John Madden.
Okay. We won't hold your feet to the fire that
Victoria
much.
Victoria is now getting divorced. Her husband's going to be like, if you don't know that.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't even thinking him. I was thinking the hate mail that I'm going to get. It's John, not Richard.
Mm-hmm. Smarten up, lady. Number four. Healthcare reform. I don't even want to spend any time on that because it's almost a throw.
What I think is funny is it's always high up on the list because it's people's priority. But yeah. What's substantive on healthcare reform?
Nothing.
Right?
Bernie keeps yelling the same thing. Oh, healthcare
doesn't
reform.
Know how much it's going to cost and how much it's going to pay for it. The Republicans haven't presented a plan yet.
I do think people are talking about it more right now because of the coronavirus. Because think about how many people are uninsured or underinsured, and if they do get the coronavirus, where are they going to go? You know, it's
not to tout the beautiful output of our administration that I know you guys love so much, but the federal government actually issued an emergency extension to anybody who comes into hospitals for treatment for the coronavirus to encourage people to seek treatment, and they do it on the public dime rather than.
Is that part of the 8.3 funding for?
I don't know. I think it was a regular. I think it was something that they did before that. Actually, it was something that the administration was able to do without congressional support. I think.
Right. Well, if you tie in number four and you think that healthcare reform, the discussion of it has come about, or the increased focus is because of the coronavirus. Number four, three, and two can all be considered one, because number three is a focus on what the Fed.
But who's on first? Because you're like the first.
Presidential race is on first.
One, two, three.
We'll get to that. The Feds cut the interest rates. Financial markets around the world went down like a rock on Monday and Tuesday, and then they bounced back a little bit toward the middle of the week, and they'll come back in.
It's a crazy market time, just watching it bounce up and down. But the silver lining is if anybody owns a house or property, it's a great time to try to refinance because the interest rate is down to nothing.
Low. Are you talking, is this what you're doing?
Yeah. Actually, one of the events that I hosted this week for the station I work for was a Wells Summit, and all the financial guys were, like, buzzing. Like, this is the time to, if you need to pull money out of your house or if you need to refinance.
Good time to buy a car.
Yeah, because a half a point, and that's what the Fed did this week, is reduced interest rates by a half a point. A half a point is huge when the interest rate is already as low as it is.
Wow, but
and
over
I don't think
years?
It's going to last long, so take advantage. Yeah.
Get it while you can. The markets went down because the guys on Wall Street and elsewhere are a bunch of cuckamongers. And maybe they're crazy like a fox because often the talk causes things to go down and then these guys swoop in and buy the stock. I mean, the market was off 11% at one point. You don't think that these guys in these offices on Wall Street and other people who are smart enough to know what really the significance of this is, they create situations to knock the prices down so they can come in and buy stuff cheaper. It's really kind of how it works, boys and girls. The impact of, however, the Chinese economy and what that does to the rest of the world, the automobile business, for example, new cars are not being produced in at least four major companies around the world. Those people are out of work at the moment. The situation in China with people being out of work, staying at home, and what the Chinese have done to force the Muslims to go into these factories to work so they can open them back up again. I think that's a subtext that really hasn't been discussed very much at all. I don't think a lot of people have paid attention to
or
even
know. I don't even know that. Yep.
Yeah, the Muslim population in China, if they can find you, they'll put you in a concentration camp. That's what the Chinese don't like the Muslims. They don't like any religion.
Well, they don't like anybody don't like that speaks out against them. Yeah. I was talking to a woman this week on one of my programs who was in, she was a Chinese citizen, and she was put in for meditating.
Yeah. Yeah.
They put her in a prison camp four different times. And she said, as soon as everybody, and she goes out on the circuit because she's like, look, these ideas that we're calling socialism that are brinking on communism, this is not where the country wants to be. She was telling people that when she went into the prison camps, the labor camps, they would take them outside, they'd beat them, then they'd make them work overnight to just exhaust them, basically, and break them down. They'd also, and I don't think people talk about this all that much, take blood type and tissue samples from everybody that goes into the prison system, and if they have an opportunity, to harvest their organs, they will. Yeah. So basically, people are waiting for their number to come up while they're sitting in these prison camps.
And yet, like our lives depend on it. Oh, sickness.
Do they say look in Chinese or English? I always love to teach gentlemen look. Because she starts every look.
They say
look. They say look, look. Now that's racist. Somebody's going to say, "Hoo-ah!" All right, coronavirus items of interest. Some nurses are saying the CDC is behind where they need to be. The nursing union, in fact, the National Nursing Union has surveyed its members and find that the nurses feel they are lacking in equipment and resources and training and guidelines, and they're pointing their finger at the feds. About 90 nurses apparently nationwide are in quarantine. Think about it. Just go every day to work and wonder whether you're going to get this stuff or not. Not that it's going to kill you, because it isn't really. The chances of you dying when you get the coronavirus are pretty, pretty, pretty slim. But still, it's the hysteria that's built around. I mean, the fact that the news media today and over the weekend will focus on this is another. It isn't a focus on how you prevent yourself. People like us have been talking about that. But you don't see that in the standard news media. It's all headlines screaming, fear, fear, look out, you're going to die, which is damned irresponsible and nonsense. Because you're not, the chances of you dying if you get the coronavirus are like 1/1,000th of a point. And it's just, it is unbelievably irresponsible for us to be, I mean, in a way, the good side of it is the airplanes are going to be cleaner. And a lot of the public facilities are going to be a lot cleaner. But when it goes beyond that, it's hurting. It's hurting businesses. And it's just, it's so self-serving for the news media.
Good. I wish I owned stock in toilet paper, though.
Yeah. Or a Lysol. Yeah. Or any of those. You know, there's a lot of that stuff. And I want to know what it means. When somebody declares a state of emergency, what does that mean? Because there are four states that now have declared
a state of
emergency.
Yeah, and people panic when they hear
that.
What
does that mean? Yeah.
It just means
funding, right?
Yeah. It means they get government funding, one. But they also have more instant access. Like, they don't have to go through all the hurdles to bring in multi-agencies to respond to things. So a lot of these states...
It also includes the National Guard in some cases.
That's right.
You have access
to
them, too.
Yeah, you don't have to go through all the channels that you would under different circumstances. So they declare the state of emergency before there actually is an emergency, just so that they have access to resources.
All right, 44 past the hour. In a moment, we do get to number one. And a very interesting guest was on with George Norrie this week. And I want to talk about that person and what that person said. It's real food for thought. Up next here on our Talk Radio Review. Right now, food for thought, focusing on how you look and whether you're happy with the way you look. Is your smile the best part of you? The best smile. I will tell you that the ladies you're listening to all have fabulous smiles. They take great care of their teeth. And if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, you're a smoker, you drink wine, all of that stuff. I was going to say if you drink smoke. But it's
all of those things except smoke.
Oh, except smoke, right. The whitening system from Power Swabs is so fabulous. It's all natural. It works in seconds. You swab your teeth in a couple of minutes, and 5 minutes later, you're on your way to a much brighter smile, the natural way. Plus, when you use the Power Swab method to get rid of those deep stains, you also help to rehydrate the enamel. Use the DJV code, and you'll get the product for 40% off the retail price, plus another $10 off and free shipping. Best Smile Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. I'm Doug Steffen here with a look at the people list. Let's put this together so we have the official list in case we don't get to it sort of in a formal way during our several hours of discussion. At number 10 in the people list, Jeff Sessions, running for the Senate race in his old state. Chuck Schumer, number 9, and his nonsense when it comes to the Supreme Court. Chris Matthews at 8 for obvious reasons. Jerome Powell is at 7. Mike Pence at 6. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, number 5, the comment she made about Bernie Sanders and the outcome of the primaries. Michael Bloomberg at number 4, Bernie at number 3, Joe Biden at 2, kind of in the order that they stand after the primaries last Tuesday. And Donald Trump continues to take most of the oxygen out of the room. He's the number 1 person in focus, discussion-wise, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. A review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797. The top 10 stories this week from Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and see what's going on in the talk radio business. I invite you to do that every week, and we offer these lists as a service. You can find them printed at talkers.com as well. Number 10 item on the issue list this week is the number of tornadoes and what the impact was in Tennessee. Number 9, cutbacks at the Supreme Cannabis Company up in Canada. Jeff Sessions running for the Senate, number 8. All kinds of focus on gun control because of the shootout at the beer company in Milwaukee. Number 6, the Supreme Court abortion case and the discussions around that. Number 5, Chris Matthews getting booted out at MSNBC. Number 4, conversation about health care reform as it relates to the presidential race, who gets what or who ought to get what. And pretty much all the rest of the focus here is on either the coronavirus or the presidential race. That's it. The hot items. Research done for the week of March 2nd to the 6th on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so George Norrie had a very interesting demographer on his program, and this fellow said that every 8 seconds, a millennial becomes a voting age. Most of them so dislike Trump, most of them lean to the left. This is, again, the words of the demographer. They register as independents. They can't vote in the primaries. So the bottom line, the conclusion here, is we have not seen their effect on the election yet. But by Election Day, there will be 24 million people who fit that description. And so the candidate that plays to them will probably win. And I don't know that I see Trump doing that unless I'm missing something. Is he, what is he doing to find the younger vote and to appeal to it? Jennifer.
I don't feel that Trump is at risk at all any more than he was last week. I think we're down to two big candidates that are going to battle it out, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Michigan will be a litmus test to see who comes out on top. I think if Joe Biden can win Michigan, then it'll be clear sailing for him to get the nomination. If Bernie puts up a fight, then it might stay closer onto the convention.
I think he's on the ropes. The Warren.
Oh, 100%.
I think Warren's going to support Biden, not Joe.
But the idea is, are Bernie supporters going to show up and support Biden as the nominee? And I think no. And that's why I think a lot of conservatives.
I think it's going to depend on his VP pick, to be honest.
Yeah. I think the president actually is in a better position against Joe Biden than he is against Bernie Sanders, because people who don't like Trump would go out and vote for Bernie even if they don't like Bernie. But I don't know if Bernie supporters go out and vote for Joe.
Well, but people who
especially
don't like
they
Trump
feel
who
swindled.
Are moderate Republicans will go for Joe. I mean, it's a,
but they
it's
already a did. I mean, that's well, the issue is that they're
it's
already
not November
there.
Yet. All right, ladies, good job. The DJ Veers, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug at 50 minutes past the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for us to review the last week's most important, the top five, in fact, items from the world of technology and how they affect you. Victoria Keelan is here to do that, starting at number five, which has us facing Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Facebook announced that it's starting to roll out a faster, smaller, and simpler version of their Messenger app for iPhone. And the new version of the app will load twice as fast, and it will only take up one quarter of the size of the amount of data on your phone. So that's actually a really good thing, to have less storage is being sucked up by this app. In a Facebook post, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that once you have the new version, that he said it should feel much faster and much more responsive compared to other apps that you use to chat. And so if you're opening up the app multiple times a day, which a lot of people do to chat with friends, then every second that you don't have to spend waiting for the chat to catch up, it will definitely feel faster and sleeker. And I think they're getting rid of a lot of, like, the cartoon emojis, and there was a lot of junk in that app that no one needs. So I think he said that they basically stripped it all down and made it a much cleaner version. So that is going to be rolling out in the next few weeks.
All right. Number four is a focus on the New York City Council that's considering a crackdown on what?
Yeah, this is starting in New York City, but this is going to be something that's going to it's going to spread across the country. The city council in New York wants to crack down on delivery app fees. And this legislation is going to limit the fees that restaurants and bars pay to third-party apps like Grubhub, Seamless, and Uber Eats. And those charges would now be capped at 10%, and delivery companies would also need a license in New York City. Apparently, this is really hurting the restaurant business, and delivery companies would also be required to tell customers what fees are being paid by the restaurant. And the New York Times did a casual investigation into this, and one of the tech writers ordered a turkey sandwich, or it's something basic for lunch, and he ordered it from different restaurants and then used the different meal delivery services, and he found that Uber Eats can cost you 91% more than if you actually went to the restaurant and ate the same sandwich. So just think about it. I know it is convenient, and we like having delivery, but all of these, Postmates was a 63% markup, DoorDash was 46%, and Grubhub was a 25% markup. So it can bust your budget, so just keep that in mind next time you order
a budget
delivery.
Buster, yep. All right, number three here this week as we work toward number one, an Apple settlement, and you're all going to get rich on this one, it looks like, Victoria.
Oh, yeah, $25 richer. So that's exactly what iPhone users are going to get from this is a $500 million settlement of a class action lawsuit. This is Apple's decision to throttle the performance of iPhones with degraded batteries. Now, if you had, back before December 21st of 2017, if you had an iPhone 6, 6 Plus, 6S, 6S Plus, 7, 7 Plus, or SE, then you are eligible for this whopping $25 compensation. And essentially, Apple was found guilty. The phones would start out brand new. They would be fine. And then very quickly, sometimes within only a few months, the battery would just drain for no reason. The phones would turn off for no reason. So, and essentially, Apple was trying to push people into the newer models, which I understand. But, you know, at the same time, you can't rip people off like this. And that's exactly what they did.
Yep. The good old American way.
Yep.
Number two, Amazon is trying to stop the coronavirus. How?
Well, speaking of ripping people off, yeah, Amazon says they've blocked over 1 million products from being sold after they made not only misleading claims about being able to cure or prevent COVID-19, which is the coronavirus, but they also are dealing with major price gouging. And they have removed tens of thousands of quote-unquote deals due to the price gouging. Sellers are charging much higher prices for all kinds of things. Hand sanitizer, toilet paper, the biggest one with those face masks, which are now pretty much sold out. But they had a 10-pack of the N95 face mask had increased to $128, where normally a 10-pack is only $40. So the price gouging was crazy. And it's not just against Amazon's policy to prevent price gouging, but this is actually against the law in most states. So I'm happy to hear that Amazon was doing the right thing and cracking down, because it's important.
Number one this week is a focus on your smartphone and all the germs that are on it.
Yep, the smartphone is the dirtiest thing that we touch our faces to and carry around all day. The best thing you can do is, without ruining your screen, do not put alcohol directly on the screen, don't put peroxide, nothing like that. Google and Apple say soap and water is okay, but the best thing to do is get a screen protector that's made of glass, and then you can use rubbing alcohol and really get all the germs off.
Top five items from the world of technology. At your service, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.